There are people in this world that just sparkle with an almost magical and radiant energy, leaving a wake of good stuff wherever they go. We just love meeting and talking with these folks who inspire us to be better, do better. Well, it's been too long since I spoke to this inspiring green diva. Priscilla Woolworth is, among many things, she's the author of a beautiful book called Lola, Lots of Love Always, which we have, and my daughter was reading it and really into it, but I have not been able to get her to sit in the studio with me to talk about it. I apologize, Priscilla.
That's quite all right.
but Priscilla's, you know, and I had the opportunity to meet her finally, which was really fun, and we have to do that again. But Priscilla is a sustainable living expert, among other things. She's a gardener. She has a beautiful website, PriscillaWoolworth.com. She's a great photographer. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You're so many things, Priscilla.
Thank you, Meg.
So today we're going to talk about, you know, on the show we're doing this week, we're talking a little bit about water. There's been a lot about water, and then the news from the LA Times recently, which has been following these sort of water hogs, calling out folks. And, you know, I love Amy Poehler. I think she's really cool, does a lot of great things for women and girls and other stuff, and she's obviously funny. But she got kind of nailed in this article for being a water hog. And she's, you know, your relative neighbor out there in the West Coast. So I thought maybe you could give us some insight on what's going on out there with water.
Yeah, it's really an interesting situation because it's something that is, you know, affects all of us, no matter what neighborhood we live in. I think what's happening in particular with the sort of focus very much on certain areas of Beverly Hills, Bel Air, where there are people who have been found to be using more than what the allotted amount is that the city is hoping people will use or cut back, because I mean, we are still in a drought. You know, we've had rain recently, but we're still not out of the drought. So what happened a few months ago, an investigative journalist sort of started this whole, he published a story about there was a sort of a water hog in Beverly Hills and didn't know who it was, and they were using just an absolutely excessive amount of water,
right,
where, you know, everybody else in the city was really trying everything possible to cut back, and so I think, you know, that got a lot of attention. Apparently, the owner of this property wasn't aware of the amount of water they were using, and more recently, there was a piece that came out yesterday in the LA Times,
right,
by Matt Stevens, that in fact now there is more than one user who's using excessive amounts of water. Now, you know, I think in certain cases, I have a feeling these people are not aware.
Right, probably not.
That they are, you know, going over how much they should be using. A lot of these people don't pay their own bills. They have business managers and such who handle all their bills, and they may not be. They're just paying the bill. They're not looking at, like, why, you know, how much they're being fined. So unless it's brought to the attention of the owner personally, then, you know, they may not be aware.
But, you know, and that just screams to the whole case of awareness, of being conscious of what we're using, whether it's water, electricity, whatever resources we have. We have to be conscious of how we're using them, no matter who we are.
Oh, right. No, absolutely. You have to be mindful of you know, all aspects of your life where, you know, at the point it becomes second nature, from, you know, the amount of water you're using to, you know, turning the tap off when you you're not actively using it, to even to the amount of food waste that each household is creating, how much trash we're each creating, and it, you know, it all adds up. No matter what neighborhood you live in, and big houses, small houses, small lots, big lots, everybody needs to be mindful of you know, their actions. And, you know, the water has become really, you know, the biggest issue, because there was this, you know, everybody needs water. It's an essential necessity.
Right,
so
right. Not a luxury.
Not a luxury. Absolutely not a luxury. And so, you know, everybody needs to really make an effort and continue. It's not just last year. It's an ongoing lifestyle change that we all need to just adapt to.
So now I know you're a phenomenal gardener. I see your pictures, man, and I'm like, oh, I want to go play in her garden so bad. So talk to us just a little bit about, you know, I know you're very conscientious about water conservation, among other things, but you said that this is a big issue for you personally. So what are some of the things that you do to, you know, keep your garden happy and your lifestyle moving along while saving water?
Well, what I've done is to keep my garden going, I capture water in different places in my home. So, for example, when I take a shower, when I first turn the water on, it's really cold. So I keep two buckets in my shower. Now I have a big enough shower that allows me to actually keep two buckets in there. And so those buckets get filled up with the cold water until, of course, it's warm enough for me to use it. And then I empty those buckets of perfectly good water on various plants in the garden. I also occasionally take a bath. I used to take baths more often, but they do require a lot of water, so it's now sort of become kind of a luxury. And so when I do take a bath, I then have a sump pump that I put in the tub, and I pump the water out.
Really?
And I use that on another part of my garden. And I don't use any, you know, I just use the bath to soak. So it's really just, you know, just water and no soaps and such.
Wow.
Then in the kitchen, I keep it's a sort of a kettle that I keep in the sink or next to the sink, and any water from unfinished glasses of water, unfinished bottles of water, or when I rinse vegetables or fruit before I eat them, goes into this kettle, and I'm empty it several times a day, and I just put it on different plants. Some require more water, some very little, so it just really depends. And so those are some of the constant daily ways that I save water. Now, when it does rain, I have water barrels that are under each of my gutter spouts, and I have a rain chain then that connects from the gutter spout right into the water barrel, and so they get filled up.
Great.
And then I empty them little by little.
Yeah. Well,
and so I've managed to keep the garden going through, you know, we had a brutally hot summer this past year and into the fall. I mean, it was really hard because, you know, of course, we weren't, you know, allowed to use, you know, a tremendous amount of water, and it was just, you know, really, really hot. So I did lose some plants, and I just basically said whatever ones that can survive with adapt with less water, the water that I give them, then those, and they have, and now they're really thriving. So
hardy plants you have.
Hardy plants, exactly. And I also another area of my garden. I used to have this big lawn. A few years ago, I just let it die back. And instead of removing the lawn, little by little, I just started covering it with the leaves that were collected under, you know, all the bushes and trees that, you know, invariably over the course of the year, are dropping. So the lawn has become this sort of wonderful mulch, natural mulch area to walk, that it's actually quite beautiful and smells wonderful as well. It's very earthy, and especially after it's rained, it's really, it's fantastic.
Well, I know, you know, I've talked to Ed Begley about this and Rainbow Mars, and I've visited their houses, and I've seen all these creative ways people are finding to eliminate lawns that require all kinds of water to, you know, whether it's making some kind of succulent thing or, I love your idea. That one I haven't really heard yet.
Oh yes, no. It's easy. It's free,
yeah.
And your whole garden environment benefits, because not only have I cut back on the use of water because I don't have the lawn to water anymore, but the I'm also adding less garden waste to my bins, and the as the leaves sort of decompose, they also add beneficial nutrients to the soil that all the trees and their roots, and also it attracts beneficial insects. So it's a win-win all around.
Well, I know you're going to share a post that you've probably already done on your site in your almanac or on your blog. So I'm looking forward to that, and I can't wait till I get out there again soon, hopefully. This time I'm going to come visit you because I really want to see your garden.
Oh, lovely. Well, come soon. It's so beautiful right now. It's just heavenly with all the orange trees, all the citrus trees are blossoming, and the smell is just swoony. Swoon-worthy.
Swoon-worthy. Thanks so much, Priscilla. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. And by the way, people, you can go find out more about Priscilla, her shop, and her book, and all of it at PriscillaWoolworth.com.
Thank you, Meg. Lovely talking to you.
We hope you're feeling the sparkle. Go out there and light up the world. As Dante said, even a little spark may burst a flame. For more inspiration, visit thegreendivas.com and listen for this and other shows on GDGDradio.com.